We've heard from other listeners who have concerns about the recovery process as well. This question comes from Barb in Indianapolis, not far from Carmel, Indiana.
My question is regarding patients who have been hospitalized with COVID-19 and are now ready to leave. If they have no relatives or no relatives that can take them in, what is being done for them?
Dr. Vega, do you have any information for Barb?
That's such an outstanding question. Transitions of care can be really challenging, and we usually think of these in terms of risk for the patient. But here with COVID-19, we have to consider the risk for others as well. What we could say is that, you know, now we know a lot more about how the infection is spread. We have more ability to control the infection. So therefore, rehab facilities have to be ready to accept patients recovering from COVID-19 and use the right precautions.
Hmm. Jessica, as you go through this long and difficult recovery process, do you have a question that Dr. Vega might be able to help answer?
Yes. So there are a lot of people in my support group that have a heaviness feeling in their chest, almost like a numbness over the lungs. Do you have any idea why so many of us are feeling that sensation?
Well, that is actually something we see quite a bit. And I think it's due to the fact that this is a highly inflammatory virus. And so while the acute symptoms may wind down, the body's own system is so hyperactive that it takes a while to get over that inflammation. And I think that's what they're experiencing. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of great options for treatment in this area. Generally, we recommend resting with a gradual increase in activity. But it does take patience, and usually it will resolve on its own.
Dr. Vega, before we wrap up, do you have any advice for people like Dave and Jessica who are going through this seemingly endless journey of recovery from COVID-19, or people listening who might be living with family members going through this?
Yeah, it's a real dilemma. These folks, survivors, are incredibly tough, and I give them all the credit in the world. And I want them and their supporters to continue to fight. But at the same time, that's to be balanced with a lot of patience and stamina because of the long-term nature of the symptoms associated with infection. So that means that your loved ones should be looking after not just your physical well-being, but your emotional and social well-being as well. And your healthcare team has to be behind that plan as well.
Jessica, can I ask where you're getting that patience and stamina from when things feel especially hard?
I have no idea. My husband and my family, they're amazing. But my the support group I'm a part of definitely keeps me sane, for sure.
And Dave, what about for you? When the recovery journey is a tough one, how do you find the stamina and patience to keep going?
Same thing as just because, you know, my family and my wife and kids, you know, you got to think this too shall pass, I guess.
That is Dave Leal in Denver, Colorado, and Jessica Stapleton in Carmel, Indiana. Thank you both for sharing these stories with us, and I wish you the best of luck in your recovery and healing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And also thanks to Dr. Charles Vega, family medicine doctor and clinical professor at the University of California, Irvine. We really appreciate your answering these questions for us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
If you have questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation or call and leave us a message at 202-403-0386. Once again, that number is 202-403-0386. And this is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.